here today.
We are gathered here.
We're gathered here today.
to mourn the loss of quality television.
Okay, you know, before we got on the recording machines, as we're talking on the facing books, I normally don't watch the finale or the show live. I usually catch it later, because I'm not really in a rush to see, no offense, Power Rangers, I'm not really in a rush to see you. But something told me, I think it was a message from either Jeremy or Seamus or something. They were like, oh, here we go, finale. I'm like, okay, maybe this is the thing I should watch live. I think this is the thing I should watch live. And so I did. And then I'm glad I did, because I was able to experience the rage live with the rest of my people.
Just as a thing though, like there were two episodes that we have yet to talk about. Mm-hmm. Are we jumping to the last one? Because
No, the last episode that we did where we were discussing the show, we talked about all the episodes leading up to the last two.
I just want to make sure, because like, you know.
Yeah, no, we've talked, I've updated, hello. So we talked about all the episodes, and then there's some Christmas special that's coming out later, who cares, nobody cares.
Oh man, that is the most no one cares episode ever.
Yes.
So, but no, we are up to date. MPS wise, we are up to date. So this is the episode. All we're talking about is and it really is a two-part finale. I don't care what you want to name it. I don't care if you want to name one Edge of Extinction and then the other one End of Extinction. Whatever, dude. Two-part finale, okay?
Have we had any two-parters or multi-parters in this season?
I don't think so.
No, maybe not.
Like, there have been episodes that more or less should have been two-parters, but no. Yeah.
Right, and this was another question, is I wondered, because of also the way that the whole show has been written this year, to kind of wrap up nicely, you know, at the end, I wonder if that was a thing. It was where I was like, that's why we have the titles the way they are, even though this is clearly a two-part finale. Like, is like, no, only single-part standalone episodes.
Yeah, like, it was filmed as a two-parter, and they originally planned to air it as a two-parter, and then they're like, different titles for some reason.
Oh, do you think that they aired it? They had intended it to air as one thing?
I think so, because it even has, like, the last minute is the same as the first minute of the next episode.
Yeah.
So it feels like that was the intention.
But I think, I mean, we've had episodes that had to be continued, but they're all like named differently or whatever. So it's just like, I'm not adverse for your nomenclatures. Not averse to that. I'm averse to your content, though.
Yes.
That's what I'm averse to.
Yep.
So let's start out with Edge of Extinction, okay? Edge of Extinction, we open up and rando New Yorker sounding guy says, look, there's this egg up in here. Yo, so I thought I called a museum. What's up? Yo,
I think my boss is just crazy. I'm like, dude, monsters attack your city every day. You should be a little more concerned about this.
Yeah. It's a dinosaur egg. He's crazy, even though we've seen giant dinosaur robots running around and
aliens, yes. And robots and ghosts and demons, and I mean, come on.
Now, well, maybe there's no such thing as dinosaurs.
I was gonna say, that's the grandson of the old lady from Lightspeed,
right? And at this point, we should be starting to, if this takes place in the normal Power Rangers universe, we should be starting to see aliens just like living normally, like hanging out,
It's chilling.
Well, don't worry, they fixed that by the end. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's I was gonna. There are so many thoughts about the end, but
I mean, you have this, okay, so to back up a little bit, right, Sledge went around the world, okay, to deposit these eggs, okay, So now, just thinking about the place that you went to, New York. Okay, New York, very metropolitan city. Okay, fine, New York. Mm-hmm. Also a state, but you know, people know New York as the you know, New York City. Okay,
right. Yeah, if you're naming the big cities across the world, it makes the cut. It makes right? the top 10.
Okay, you know, London, right? Uh-huh. Another big city, right? Very populous. Okay, you know, okay. Mm-hmm. Tokyo, China. Right? Tokyo, another big city, right? Over in Asia, you know, getting your Asia on. All right, you know. Then they go to Hawaii. I'm like, oh, Hawaii got a city? It's a state. But, well, you know, it's something that people know Hawaii. It's very, it's a known a remote location that is not in, you whatever. You
well, know. Yeah. But I mean, if you're going to pick another place in the U.S., that wouldn't be number two on my list.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, I was just saying, like, you could, like, narrow it down a little.
I mean, you could, right? But, you know, okay. But mm-hmm. then you get China.
China. Just China.
Just China. Well, it's not that big, so it's okay.
It's just China. Because
it's a very small country.
Yeah, it's one of the smallest, I think.
Like, there's, you like, over say... a billion people in this I mean, country.
You could even say, like, mm-hmm. Hong Kong or, you know.
Shanghai, Beijing. Something mm-hmm. no China it's like the Africa
well it reminds me of back in the day when I would watch like professional wrestling and they'd be like from Los Angeles, California, John Smith, and then his opponent from China, Holing Boon or whatever, it's
the small town of China. Yes.
It is ridiculous how, as I mean, anything that's not Western is just insert big country or insert continent here. China, Africa. Like, come on, you guys. Come on, mm-hmm. you guys. Like, you guys are supposed, especially if you guys have been going all across the globe and all around the United States or wherever you want to look for some energems or some bones or something, y'all should know better. Come on.
I really loved how they sort of kept announcing in dialogue where they were. It's like, I'll defeat you in China. Like, it's like, you're in China. Why do you have to say that to the monster that's in like, China? Like,
I get
what?
I
why did you say that?
I don't remember how it worked in Kyuriger. Were they all around the planet in that one or no?
Yeah. Yes, they were.
Okay, but like there was no identifying marks for most of the places.
Well, like you saw like this one's in Hawaii because there's one palm tree. That's Hawaii.
Like, look, a skyscraper. That's New York.
Mm-hmm. Look, three black people. That's New York.
Oh my god! Yeah. Yeah. Still can't believe that happened.
Yeah, skipping ahead a little bit. Yeah. Yes. So I'm just like, all right, you guys, like whatever. And then so the whole thing is that these eggs, right, they find out, I believe they find out from Heckel, right, who's just, he's just chilling, right? Dude is chilling. He's just like, you know, this is gonna be the end of the world, so I'ma just get me a little sundae, call the day. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, by the way, those eggs that you saw, they're gonna hatch into Greenzillas, and by the way, you're gonna be destroyed. All right, where's my sundae? Here you go. All right. Woo. Mm-hmm.
I don't get the Heckel thing, man. Like, what happened to this guy, dude? Like, his whole I'm separated and now I'm good, mm-hmm. but and I was never evil, except the totally what I that worst.
Yeah, it's more confusing than friggin' Jared Shee or whatever, where they just like, man, maybe he's evil, maybe he's not. I don't know who's in control. It's dark energy. Yeah. Things happened.
It did things. It completely erases all culpability or responsibility on his part. He's mm-hmm. just he was just turned evil, and that's it. And he's like, oh, I can't do anything because I was turned evil. Meh, I'm gonna go skydiving. Meh.
Yes, it's time for Heckel's day off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ultimately, he's a character that doesn't really have much personality. Like, as a good guy, like he's just someone, I guess, an alien. And the worst thing for me was like they basically pulled a Ryan, from Lance Speed, where he's like, he almost said the exact words too. He's like, I don't know if I have any good left in me, or something like that. And it's like, wow, it's almost exactly the same. And it's really horrible because later on, there is yet another child that needs to be rescued, and they're the person that like validates them to think that he's a good guy. It's the same thing.
Didn't even do feathers this time. Mm-hmm.
No. Everything, all of the emotion and all of like the stuff that could be decent is drained away from this. So it's like familiar, but not as good as, you know, the stuff it reminds you of.
Right. Yeah, like if there was a plot about how like he had done all these evil things and then he wanted to do good, that'd be one thing. Because even with Ryan, you know, he had been raised a certain way. You know, he had been raised with evil and then he had to learn how to be good. So there's at least some guilt involved in that, right? Here it's just no, you weren't responsible for all that. That was just the dark energy. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. We knew things about him and like his place in this, and like with his family, with Ryan, I mean. And like there were things to latch on to. With Heckle, it's just sort of like he's some guy and
like his planet blew up ? And it's a planet that we saw, like, it was, there was a desert on it. We don't know anything about the planet except that it's named after Sentai Shut up.
Well, yeah, they made it look like in that original flashback that he was like some good guy. And then, okay, so an energem turns him evil with an extra person inside of him. But then they split up, and instead of instantly becoming good or having residual evil, it's just, he has this sort of ambivalence about him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. Like, what is your even logic of how you got to that point? And like, he doesn't act like he needs redemption. He doesn't act like it's a big deal. He just has a laissez-faire attitude, and it's just, I don't know.
He has powers.
Right. You're right.
That we don't know. Like, okay, so do all of his Sentai 6 Sen people have powers? Or is he special?
The Sentients?
The Sentites?
The Sentites? Is he special? Is he, you know, are they cousins with the common Fivians?
That was the worst. So what you're saying is, if you don't like people from Sentai 6, you're an anti-Sentite?
Wow.
Hey, topical humor.
Hey. So there's a lot more questions than answers with Heckle. There's a lot.
Yeah, it's like, that's the thing is, like, if you're not going to do anything with all this, like, don't bring it up. Exactly. Just don't bring it up.
So then these green Zillas, right? Like, whatever, dude. So it just seems as if, like,
useless.
Okay. Like, Sledge's plan was to hatch these eggs that produce green Zillas. Mm-hmm. So when it was in the base, right, and it was about to hatch, they shot the egg, and it was done. It was a wrap, okay? But then I'm fast-forwarding because
it was like, about to hatch.
Right?
That's why they shot it.
Right. They shot it and it was done, right? So then, like, the others hatch into the green Zillas and then they defeat them. But then in the finale, right? Then it.
Well, we see them cracked open.
The cracking it open to, like, root into the. But they already hatched for the green Zillas. What?
But wasn't the initial thing also that at the end of the last season, it's like, oh, the ship's going down. Oh, I'm running away. And I just happen to see these eggs in a cell. And he's like, oh, yes. I'm going to take these. Yoink. Like, it just, like, it's just such a the plot device changed. That comes out the of nowhere.
These last two episodes, obviously the second one, has so much Deus Ex Machina everywhere. It's so bad in terms of just things happening because the script says so.
Yeah, it's constant, here's an item that wasn't there before, but this item is going to just fix everything. And it's just so friggin' annoying because you just aren't giving me any sort of setup for any of this nonsense whatsoever. And you're just expecting me to accept it as like some sort of master plan. Like master plans have setup.
But and then, there really wasn't really a plan, right? Like there was a plan. And then that plan didn't work. So then it's like, let's just change the plan because, but the first plan, it doesn't fit with the plan that we had before. It doesn't make any sense.
And even no. the initial plan of the six Green Zillas or whatever the hell it's supposed to actually be, is that okay? Because even Ivan is like, well, we've already defeated them. And Keggle's like, yeah, what about six? I'm like, okay, I get that. But that was also like a monster that they defeated last season. And now they have a bunch of new Zords. It's not like it's a big threat or anything. It's because, like, remember, let's flashback to, say, in space, where, like, they fought a giant red Ecliptor. And it was a big deal because this was a guy you had seen before. And now he was super powered up. And he, like, destroyed some Zords. And it was a big deal. Here it's like, oh, yeah, there's that one monster we fought that one time. And it really wasn't that big a deal. But it's just that there's six of them now. And I'm like, that's not a good threat.
It would have made so much more sense if when they destroyed these Green Zillas, and maybe this is what they wanted in the first place, but I didn't read into it, is that when they destroyed these Green Zillas, their residual energy or whatever was left over, they kind of seeped into the ground and the earth and had roots into the ground so that they weren't completely destroyed. Like, you know how energy is never really destroyed. It's really passed on and whatever. So, like, their energy is kind of in the earth, and that is what Sledge uses with his electrodes or whatever, tentacles, whatever, to hang on to the earth so that he can pull it away and freeze it to death. Like, I'm like, okay, you know what? Okay, that's a plan. Even though the way you found these eggs are kind of, like, ridiculous. But whatever. That's a plan. I can get on board with that.
Completely random, yes.
Mm-hmm. But no. He was just like, oh, I have a plan B. You really do have a plan B? How the plan B didn't fit with plan... No. Like, it just seemed as if, like, there wasn't enough explanation as to, like, how these two even could be a part A and a part B. It just didn't seem like it.
The thing that even beyond that gets me is... Your whole plan comes from these eggs that you found on your ship. A ship that you have been sitting in for millions of years.
Yeah.
The fact that you didn't know these things were here, that you didn't try to enact this plan any earlier, is just wholly unbelievable.
And it took millions of years for it to hatch. It, like, hatches now.
It just hangs
out. It just all of a sudden lines up and, oh, it's time to hatch him. It's time to go. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're going to have your main villain stuck in one location for millions of years, his ultimate final whatever doohickey cannot be on that same ship.
Yeah.
and also, Sledge says that he planted all the eggs everywhere. Does that mean he just walked into Amber Beach and he was like, oh, here we go. And, like, no alarm went off or anything? Especially when he's in Amber Beach? Come on.
Yeah.
Probably had one of his backup dancers to go and
or he just wore a giant trench coat and that fools the scanner.
Oh yeah,
he just told everybody he was a visitor from New Zealand and they were like, okay, cool.
Well, because
at the last minute they did say that the ship was cloaked, right? Like, to sort of patch up that hole of, like, the whole season of why didn't they just go find the ship that crashed and they know exactly where it is. Maybe he has a cloaking device, right? That's a
thing.
Yes, they patched up that hole.
I still
they patched up that hole in the Titanic with some chewing gum.
Yes.
I love Chase's plan from last episode. That was really like, why don't we just rush the ship and just blow it up? And they're like, no.
You silly Chase.
No.
You silly hotshot.
That would be stupid. That's like Lothar. Like,
Lothar is so much more believable now.
No, but it's like, because, like, his general, I can't remember his name, but which, like, one? his general always had great ideas, and then Lothar is like, no, we're not doing that. Shut up.
Oh, it's definitely Zergane. Yeah,
Zergane. Yes, that's what that sounded like. Like, Chase had the best idea, and they're like, no. We'll go with the stupid plan.
Whoa.
Foreigner. We're in America.
Exactly.
We're in America. Like,
excuse me. It's not red, white, and black.
No. I don't like the way you just said black.
Yeah, well.
It's just, okay, all right. So so that like they fight these Green Zillas and they're all like, oh no, look, I don't know how to hold these things off. And so like it's 5 billion hours on these Zord fights, right? Meanwhile, Sledge is getting married, y'all. Because yeah, that's important.
Like, that's, and Lysandra's getting slimed with her cake.
Out of all of the things that you feel like, okay, you know what? We've had a lot of dangling plot threads, a lot of things that have been hanging out here all season long. If we're going to shore up one of them, it's got to be the marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then undo it next week. Yeah.
That's the thing, right? Where, and also, the whole thing gets disrupted because of a random mouse. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, really? You got to introduce that to mess up the wedding? You couldn't do... And, like, I did like Sledge being like, oh, what have I done? I'm like, okay, that was kind of cute or whatever. But it's just like, it felt just so empty. Like, you were apparently waiting 2 years for this. And this is it?
Well, you're doing it now? This is the finale! Why is this not where you do your stupid yakety sax nonsense? Yeah. This is when you pick to do it. Like, even in the actual finale, you bust out a record scratch. Come on!
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, when there's all this stuff happening, like, you know, apparently 6 monsters or 5 monsters, whatever, destroying the Earth, and it's like, but let's also stop and have a wacky comedy moment. It's like if in Countdown to Destruction, it's like all the, like, townspeople were like, oh, man. We're the Power Rangers. They're not going to save us. And Bulk and Skull were like, but guys, I put a cake in my face. Yeah. It's not time for wacky Bulk and Skull times. Okay.
Yeah, like, do you remember,
right?
Remember?
It's actually time for very serious Bulk and Skull times. Like
that's Countdown to Destruction.
Yes. Come on. Like, give me a freaking break. Like, this is the one if there's ever a time to be a little more dramatic. A little more serious. I was actually already going to bring up Countdown to Destruction just because I feel like that's the thing where it's like, there's a moment, right? Like, because I was reminded of this during the Green Zilla thing, which completely de-energized any sense of threat I ever felt for these characters. Because you go to Countdown to Destruction, it's like, they're like, oh, there's 1,000 Velocifighters heading for Earth. And there's like this big dramatic thing. I was like, you see them going to Earth and you see like the humans looking up and they're freaked out. And then all of a sudden it's a rain of explosions and like everybody's freaked out. And it's like, holy crap. Like, even if you don't suspect that the Rangers will lose, at least you feel a sense of tension of like, oh, snap. Like, this is like a thing. Like, how are they going to win this big, terrible thing? Like, they give you moments where it's like tension and emotion. And then like Andros is like, oh, I have to go off. But if I go off, you know, I may never come back. And there is just none of that in this, in either of the episodes.
Because the thing is, and I know Jared and I were talking about this, is that it's just one thing after the other. There's no, like, moment. Because, like, again, like, referencing Countdown to Destruction, is that there are quiet moments where the characters are like, we're effed. We're so effed. Yes. Here, it's just like, no plan. There's no, like, Tyler and Shelby being like, damn, we just got together and now we might die. Like, there's nothing like that.
No, not gonna die.
There's literally nothing individual in either of these episodes that makes any sort of character stand out, any sort of character have any sort of personal, like, resolution. None of that. Like, literally, the closest thing we get to any sort of individual resolution is in the actual finale when the dumb bomb from the very first episode comes back, and that's what kills Fury, and Ivan takes 2 seconds to go, yay, my captor's defeated, and that's it. Like, he didn't even do anything. Like, that is the closest to anybody getting any sort of personal moment. It's just the entire group together. Oh, wait, let's all get in the Zords. Okay, let's all go shoot this thing. Okay, let's all go gather in the base. Let's go fight these foot soldiers. Just all together in these big clusters and just nothing. There is just a complete and utter lack of individuality, of emotion, of me giving a crap about anybody on a personal level.
And not only that, it's like, remember, like, we were talking about the scene where Heckle sees the kid and the kid's lost from the mom. It's like, everybody's just running around the park. There's no, like, you know, fallen beams. There's no, like, debris. It's just a park. People run around.
Remember that. A couple dozen people in a park are running around like idiots and can't get their crap together. But the entire world in 20 minutes was able to get mirrors and get ready. So just save the world.
Hold on, y'all. I know we're all talking about this whole
I have lots to say about part one.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
like,
I gotta make comparisons, though.
Right.
Comparisons.
So, here's the thing, right? What's his name? Snide, right? So, as this dumb marriage is happening, or about to happen, or preparing, they're preparing this, right? And you know, Sledge is telling Poissandra, like, hey, look, here's your wedding ring. Oh, right. Nope, but we can't wear it right now because, you know, it's bad luck. And then so Poissandra's all like, oh, well, Snide is going to be mad that, you know, you're going to give this to me. And he's like, shh, don't tell him because he ain't going to be around much longer. Right? So...
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, this is the reason, I guess this is the, I guess the reasoning that they had to justify this dumb wedding situation so that they can insert a little bit of plot. So Snide overhears all this nonsense and he's like, oh, I'll show you. And he just walks. I mean, they're preparing for things. People are, you know, like, everybody's around. And he's just, do-do-do-do-do. Ha-ha! I'm going to steal this now. Ha-ha-ha-ha! Do-do-do-do! Like, mm-hmm. As if, like, there's no stealth mission. There's no nothing. He just walks up and takes it.
Yeah, while they're all still in the room, while they're all like, oh, for a cake.
He should have been, like, doing the tiptoe thing, and there would have been, like, a squeaky, like, floorboard.
Yes.
Did they notice?
See, that would have been great if like Poissandra was like getting her makeup done or whatever before the wedding and she's got the ring like in her room or something and he has to like quietly tiptoe while she's like while Curio's putting on her makeup or something, whatever.
Why have the stupid ring with the book? You know the book has to enter. Why? Is it just in there, just openly open, just open to everybody, just just chilling, we just deal with the dark energy, it's cool, we all good.
Like yo, I've been to a few weddings in my day, you know, like somebody's carrying that ring, somebody is.
Yes.
Yeah. So of course Snide is like, yeah, I'm gonna take it, I'm just gonna take it loudly because all y'all are dumb.
Aha! Evil, sinister, bad guy doing evil, sinister, bad guy things.
So there's more fighting. Also, one really small detail, when they're all like running to their Zords and they're like, summon whatever Zords, they do a weird split screen where they have, where it's Aqua, Graphite, and Silver, but they do two split screens of Graphite and Aqua. For no reason. It was just a weird visual to me. I'm like, you couldn't have just had two split screens instead of like three with an extra shot of the other, whatever. Wait, little thing.
They show both of them together? Like at the same, I mean like two shots of the same people.
Two guys who are standing next to each other needed individual shots. Is that what you're saying?
No. They had a two shot on all right. So imagine the whole screen.
Two different angles on the same people. Oh, okay.
Yes, two different angles on the same two guys. I'm like, really?
Wow. Awesome.
Just, and then there's just a endless, I'm running out of energy. I need more energems. Shut up, dude. This whole fight was just so dumb. It's like, oh, we saved people. Yeah.
It's very, okay, because like before they went out, right? They put all their swords together. Nice visual. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go team. And then Kendall, who is morphed, decides she's gonna stay in the base.
Shut up. Just
that was
the morph.
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up right now. Like, legit, like, I'm all hyped, right? I'm sitting, right? Okay. I'm like, yo, son, they got the swords. Ah, oh, snap, all 10 of them. Ah, oh, yeah, this is gonna be hot. Two seconds later. Choo-choo-choo-choo. Oh, she don't need a helmet to go fight. She gonna.
Exactly. Oh, no, wait.
I'm gonna stay behind and watch. Morphed!
Like, we get a great helmetless Rangers. Like, it was like, oh snap, like the drama's coming. And it's like, no, I'm gonna chill back here.
Nah,
like, you guys go.
Fun.
You can take my Zord and go defeat the monsters.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Go take my Zord and I'll be, I'm just gonna chill back here because, you know, because that's
just
what we do.
I just want to remind people that I have known Lisa for 13 years. And over the course of those 13 years, I've heard many times about how much she wanted a super cool female Purple Ranger who was doing all the things just kicking butt and being awesome.
I mean, just doing things would be fine.
Doing anything. Doing things that are not in a base.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I was a little better about it because when, you know, the end of the episode happens, but geez, it's like, I'm going to morph to then take off my helmet and just chill here. Like, and also, okay, here's a great sin of this episode. A huge sin of this episode. No Ten Ranger fight. No big old Ten Ranger fight.
No.
How do you not do that? Did you run at... No, you couldn't have run out of money because they spent so much money on that CGI in the last episode. What are you talking about? This is ridiculous.
Money well spent.
Money spent. Yeah.
I just want to know why you... I'm just going back to Kendall. Why?
Yes, please.
Have her morph and press buttons in her suit. Why?
Looks like it's harder to type with those gloves on.
Why?
Those
are pretty big. Because the show hates you. That's why.
And then she just looks like a cosplayer. Like, what are you doing?
She's getting ready to set up her booth and sell her photos.
Right. Her badge is laminating. That's what she's doing on the computer. Like.
Right.
She's printing on her badge.
Come on, fanboys! $25 a pop.
Exactly. Yes.
Photo
op 50.
You mean like Jeremy was not wrong? Like, I mean, I have a female purple, right? Is what I've been waiting for my whole entire life. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Life, and then we get one. She never does anything.
Yeah.
She gets her own sword.
All she got was Jima.
She gets her own sword. Usually they don't get their own sword.
Except she gets her own freaking Megazord. Okay.
And it's a big one. It's a cool one.
Yes. It's amazing.
It's the best one of the entire line.
And she never gets to use it maybe once.
Yeah, basically. When it doesn't count. Like when it doesn't even really do anything.
No.
So, you know, I'm just all okay. And then Keeper, bruh, learn to push some buttons, cause I needed Kendall out there doing her morph thing. Because hello, you don't have a suit, so you can press some buttons. In fact, crap, you can travel through space and time. So we need to press a button.
You can do all of the things.
Yes, pretty much. And it's really painful because like even when we got to a fight scene with Kendall as Purple Ranger, there were some people who were like, oh yeah, like she got to be a total badass in this. And I'm just thinking, no, she didn't.
She lost.
No, she didn't. Yeah. She got beat up.
She was there to get beaten.
Yes. Yeah. In one of the worst base fights that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but she's saved by two males basically. Like once when Keeper pushes her out of the way and then just stands there and gets the cave in, you know, takes it for himself. And then again, when Heckle comes to save her, because of course we need Heckle to be the big hero in the finale of this show.
It's like they were like, oh yeah, Power Rangers finales have base sieges. We gotta have that.
Yeah.
But the problem is that one, Heckle's already been in there in this, like when he was evil, you know, we already did that already. And so now it's just like, oh, I guess we're doing this. Oh, it's just bad.
Can we just talk about how Snav finds the base? Okay, stop. Look, people running around like crazy, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, and then you got the dude, the guard dude. I'm gonna lock this up now. I'm done for the day. Snav's like, get out my way, whatever. Boom, boom, boom.
They needed to set up the guard for the end of the next one.
Yes,
of
for course. The sweet final gag.
Yes, amazing.
So Snai goes in, he's just like, oh, this is like a location for where I found it. This is a location. And then he puts his sword down. Ting. Of course! No. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't tell me that just be tink and you have an epiphany. There's no way. There's no way. There's no way. You can't write something like that. It's just okay. It's not okay.
I remember back in the day when once in a while they would have the bad guy find the base and it'd be a big deal. Like it was a super big deal and it didn't necessarily happen every season. But then after we got to the point where it's like, okay, Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder, SPD, we've been going quite a few scenes in a row where that happens. And it gets to the point where it's like, unless you have some really cool new angle, some really sweet idea, or some lead up to some amazing battle, like, you don't have to do the base siege. It becomes very cheap, very just...
There are ways to do, like, I think one of the most chilling, it's not even a base siege, it's just a villain in a base, is when Zed shows up in the... Right. In the command center, mm-hmm. That's like, oh, dude, like, he doesn't blow it up or anything. He's just there, and it's like, oh, dude, that is so messed up. Oh, right? Man. And this season would have been awesome if Heckel had jumped into the base in, like, episode 3 of the season, like, blown it up, and they had to work somewhere else. That would have been awesome. Like, they got to work at Tyler's house or something. I don't know.
They got to work.
Or you could have, just imagine if they would have had a base siege during Megaforce. It already feels like it's a 5x5 box that they're in. Like, no one would have cared. Oh, Tetsu, you're in my rock.
Save me, Tetsu.
Morph.
It was just so anticlimactic. And then, the cave-in and the whatever. I mean, it's like, all right. Like,
oh, no, Keeper got caved in on. We care about him so much.
Oh, one beam fell remotely near his foot. Oh.
Yes. And he has the ability to turn to smoke and, like...
Right. Right.
He could teleport, so this is fine.
And then Snide, he, like, destroys, like, a couple of things. I don't know. Destroy more things, Heffa. Like, what are you doing?
He knocked down at least a dozen beakers. Come on.
He did nothing. This is the thing. It's like so pathetic. Like, this is supposed to be like the thing that stands up to all of the other times where this happened. It's like hilarious. And it's crazy because it happens here and then there's another fight in the next one. Like in the base. It's like we didn't have it enough, you know. It wasn't non-destroyed enough. The first time.
Not destroyed enough. It was not good. It was just not good. And then of course redeeming.
You know what Kendall should have done? Kendall should have been like, while she was waiting, while she was at the computer, she's like, you know, I should make a Megazord right now. I got time. I got an hour.
Yeah, seriously.
She doesn't have Shelby to help. Oh,
Rangers, you must return. The base has been disheveled.
Yes, exactly.
Jace, you gotta sweep this up.
Right.
No, this is not good, right? And so then all the not good that it was, you had to set up for more not good. The energem itself, the dark energem itself, they had to fight Snide outside, right?
Yeah. They beat all of the green Zillas. Ugh. So then it ends up coming down to Snide and he's just, you know, ready to fight Kendall and then Shelby burst in, and then everybody else burst in, and then he's like, well, I still have the energem and I'm gonna use the what are they called? I want to say satellite lasers.
Magna beam.
and then friggin', you know, Sledge is all sitting up there in his little pimp coat, and he's like, nah, son, I don't care about that dude. Let him die.
Magna beam.
Which I can say, like, that's one moment where I was like, okay, that works. No magna beam for you.
It does, but then it always feels a little sadistic when the Rangers show up in the Ultra Zord. Like, Tyler just shows up and he's like straight fire.
Yeah, it's like escalating a battle much, aren't we?
Yeah, sort of.
He does have the dark inner gem, right? So it's like, it's supposed to be ultra.
Yeah, we're trying to destroy the inner gem. Oh, sorry, got caught in the way there, Snide, my bad.
It's with fire. Oh, no.
It just, like, that and what happens in the next episode in general, like, it kind of made the Rangers come off kind of douchey. Like,
I'm fine with them unleashing the final Zord blast if they could do it. I mean, like, obviously, this is Power Rangers. We're not going to call into question that they could totally do that every week, whatever.
Right.
But, so I was fine with it, especially because then it didn't destroy the dark energy. And that showed how powerful it was.
Yeah, I think it's for me when you combine that with the way they try to solve the problem next time and sort of fail. I'm like, boy, you guys are just sucking hardcore in this finale. Like, you are not good.
Yo, Tyler is able to find the perfect stick to pick up that dark energem. Perfectly bolted.
The perfect two prongs.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. The end of the first one, right? It was picked up and then Kendall puts it in her little jug.
Her bubble wrap jug.
And call it a day, right? The second episode starts and Tyler's looking at it like, hey, what's happening? What's going, like, did I miss something?
It's the same minute. The same minute at the end of the one episode is the first minute of the next episode.
I see.
So you saw it twice. They just
basically play the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But I, you know, I just, this whole dark energem nonsense was like the worst plot.
It just comes out of nowhere. Out of absolutely nowhere.
Yes, the Dark
McGuffin. It felt very awkward to me that Heckle is, like, fighting alongside the Rangers. And, like, okay, so here's the thing. Talon Ranger, right? I did want to see the Talon Ranger, because this is a whole other Ranger with a suit, you know, from...
Okay, who are you talking about?
There's the movie, and in the movie, the Spinozord, you know the Spinozord?
Okay.
It's his.
Oh.
Because there's a Ranger that is a dark blue it's the monster they fought a couple episodes ago. The
Badusa?
Yeah, that's that Ranger.
Oh.
Yes.
There was a whole other Ranger costume.
Yes. What is it, the Death Ruger or something?
Yes, Death Ruger. He's got a dark blue costume with red arms, and he has a boomerang that's kind of like the Dragon Dagger. Does the same sort of thing.
Oh.
It's a very cool costume. And we saw a toy for it at PMC. Like, it was there.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not like they chose to completely ignore it. You know, Bandai certainly was going to capitalize on that. And it just made no sense to me, like maybe it would have been a case of like buying extra footage because it's in the movie mostly if they didn't already have that as part of their package in the first place. I'm not sure why they wouldn't.
Well,
to me it seems like it should be automatically.
Well, and you can't tell me they don't have that when they're friggin' using, you know, new Zeltrax as one of their main villains.
Right. At the very least, you have the suit, and since that whole fight with Heckle was original anyway, you filmed it. You know, you didn't get it from footage. You had to film it yourself. To me, I just feel like it makes more sense, and it's frankly more fun and exciting to have grab that dark energem and like do some hoodicky magic and like make yourself a Talon Ranger. Like, if you're going to force Heckle in, I would much rather prefer him to, you know, have
be a Ranger.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, it would be nice if he had like a decent plot and like emotions. Right.
Yeah, because what if he was like, okay, if we're going to run with he was never evil in the first place, which is dumb, but whatever. What if he's like, I'm going to use this evil thing for good. Bam.
Which is perfect. And it actually fits a little bit with like the idea of like him being used for evil. Now he's going to reverse. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to take the evil and make it good. Thematically, it works so well, and it would be more just cool, you know, just period.
It just felt inevitable, honestly, for a long time. Like, it was something I didn't even question before the season started. I'm like, oh, okay, you got this guy. He's got the blue glow to him. Oh, now you even have a dark energy. Okay, yeah, this is going to happen.
Right. Energem equals Ranger.
Psych. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, so what's...
JK. What,
like, unless they're actually going to do a Dino Charge Ninja Steel team-up and they're saving it for that, it makes no sense.
Which, honestly, I would say yes to it if I was given the option, but at the same time, it's like, team-ups typically are for the dudes that we remember and already kind of have that connection with.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do I want to spend on some brand new Ranger showing up and taking up space from, you know, my quote unquote classic heroes coming back?
Exactly.
And it's an awkward place to put it, you know?
Well, I mean,
if you want to have all 10 people too, geez.
I was going to say, like, if you're going to do a team up, I'm sorry, Tyler's dad and Prince Philip, I don't need you. I don't. Like, you have nothing
Xeno
to
Wing,
offer.
Xeno Wing, bye.
Yeah, out of here, Xeno Wing. Like, you give me the core six and, okay, seven, because Kendall counts. But
if they, I mean, well, you could do the thing where they show up in the last few minutes just to be like, oh, you thought you could defeat us? And then here comes the guys out of the hill or
it's
whatever.
Like, it's like in the Time Force Wild Force team up where like Merrick wasn't there the whole episode and he's like, yeah, I'm just here to morph.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Or if you want to do a team up with just Ivan and Coda, I'm okay with that. You can do that. That's super cool.
I mean, you joke, but really, like, Always a Chance was a great episode.
Yes.
Power Rangers in Space. Like, and it just had one ranger from the past. So it's not totally crazy.
You know what? Don't even F around. Just make, what is it, Ivan's descendant, Zach? Make him the sixth ranger in Ninja Steel. Just do it.
I don't know why y'all keep talking about these team-ups when, hello, the final episode just screwed up the whole entire space time continuum.
I'm still trying to think of good things in my head because I'm still right now I'm thinking like, oh, please get Pua next year. Please get Pua. Let him show up.
So this second to last episode, are we going to grade them as a whole at the end?
I have the same grade, so
pretty much.
I was going to say, I have the same grade, and I can fit both grades on one hand, so.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Let's wait. Yeah.
So are we going into the next episode? Because, oh, boy.
Yes. Yeah. Here it comes.
I'm going to say, like, I honestly, like, for several hours after it aired, after I watched it anyway, I didn't watch the live airing, I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing because it was so unbelievably bad. Like I couldn't bring myself to believe that this is real. This is the actual finale. This is an actual episode. It actually happened.
Real life.
Yes.
This isn't like the show led to this moment. Like someone had to decide, okay, guys, we're going to introduce this super deus ex machina that we have not foreshadowed at all. Like, this takes work to make it this bad, yo.
Well, yeah. It takes work. Yeah, and it kind of, like, I mean, I guess we should have seen it coming in the sense that these last few episodes have been all about introducing things that have no weight behind them, be it new villains or this nonsense or everything. We're just like, oh, yeah, here's a new thing, and now it's gone, okay. And please care about Zenowing. We haven't given you a reason, but he's a ranger, too.
There's, like, okay, look, for real, in any universe, Zenowing just shouldn't have been introduced, and they may as well have just made, like, Keeper the last ranger. Like,
They have plenty of characters. Like, I don't care. Give it to the 9-million-year-old lady. I don't care. Like, give it to somebody.
Give it to James Gale. Like, give it to somebody.
Yes. Like, James. Like, I'm sorry, but they actually display the Silver Ranger as a thicker person. So you could have used James Galen, like, super easily. Like no problem. You could have said that's an adult, a really adult older male, and been like, cool.
Just,
that's the Ranger.
He punches a monster. $4 profit.
Boom.
That's his call out. Nah, dude. So basically, Sledge is like, all right, guys, I got this. I'm going to tractor beam the Earth and I'm going to sell it off to Common 5.
Like, no. We talked about earlier how we were live typing it and we're just talking about it. And I'm like, wait, how much? Can I say what? Did you say Common 5? Because you kind of glazed over that real quickly and moved on, but I think you said Common 5. I know you didn't say Common 5. I know you didn't say that.
Real.
Oh, you did. No, oh, you did say that. Okay, we got Sendai and we got Common and we got Kyoruger, and you could just shove it up your rear end because come on, man. We've already talked about this last time, but that is just the laziest way to put a reference in, and it is not remotely entertaining. I mean, it's entertaining in the laugh at it sort of thing.
Yes, it's awful.
It's really bad. It's really bad. It's funny bad, it's cringeworthy, it insults our intelligence, it does all of the things. All of them.
Yes, I mean, the whole episode feels like a big middle finger, honestly, to me and to a whole lot of things, but...
Like, we're not, like, kittens distracted by balls of yarn. Like, just saying a word that we recognize is not going to make us cream our jeans. It's not.
Common 5. Okay.
Yes.
Like, yo, like, seriously, like, just say Kamen Rider. Yeah, they're from Kamen Rider, and the other planet's called Super Sentai, and, you know, the another planet's called, like, Go Busters. Like, just say it. Just do it.
Let's just introduce a character whose first name is Toku and his last name is Satsu. Just do it.
The Ryu Kendo star system.
Yes.
There you go.
That is the name. That is going to be the name of Yoshi's brother in Ninja Steel. Forget whatever his name was. He is Toku Satsu. That is his name.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
And he comes from Ultra 7. Yes.
He comes from Garo 8.
Garo 8. Oh yes, my God.
Exactly. Yes. Why not?
Oh my God.
It's so lazy. It's like, look. I'm not asking for much, but you know Power Rangers does have a lot of planets and galaxies in it already. You know that, right, guys? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this gets into
a question I have for the end. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just about, like, what are those planets that we know from past seasons even existing in this one? Which maybe we should wait until we get to.
The one connection that there is, and I know this is super weak and it was just a prop and I'm reading too much into it, was in the premiere he had a poster for Munkiwi from Jungle Fury. I know it's just a prop, I know, but geez. And then there's also the Necroli and the Beevil in the background.
I just with the whole naming of things, and I've mentioned it before, it's now part of PR's history, and it's now something that we have to reference for real. It's not like some like throwaway line or whatever, like Heckle is from Sentai 6 and Sledge sold Earth to Common 5. Like,
yes,
that's
we file this away into the dark folder with Mystic Mother. Things that we try not to remember very often.
It's just so pandering. It's so trying to be like, hey fans, we listen to you. You guys are great.
In the absolute long run.
It's just so surface level. Like, where it's just like, all we have to do is say something. You are so Pavlovian that all we need to do is say a friggin' word. And you will just go, oh my God, oh, look at that. Oh my God,
It was kind of cute in, like, what was it, episode 3 or 4 of Dino Charge, when, like, I think it was Yoshi was, like, humming the Kyoryuger theme in, like, the background of a scene. Yes. That's fine.
That's called being subtle.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, what a concept.
That's perfectly fine.
When RPM with the Go Onger van. Right. That was fine.
We've mentioned this before, but yes, it's correct, because that's something that took some thought and it had use in the show and they tried to be clever about it. Same sort of thing. I mean, even it's the same sort of thing with Dr. K talking about all the Power Ranger conventions. Like, that's cool. Like, you can do stuff like that because you're trying and you're integrating it and you're actually going for a genuine joke or stuff like that. When you just sloppily say a name, you are not trying. You are not trying to be clever. You are not trying to be unique. You're not trying to be interesting. You are just trying to get a cheap pop.
Ugh.
Yes.
And it's worse because it's not just a throwaway. It's now a thing that heckles from this place, and we're going to this place, and we're going to that place, and they did this over in that place, and it's part of the thing. And in many episodes, like, it's part of the fabric of this universe.
Or
and it's just
is
like,
it?
No.
Dun.
Well, this universe being whatever is happening in this season.
Oh, yes. We're gonna hand wave it, boy. Hand waving. Here it comes.
So that is the thing that Sludge did, right? Oh yeah, selling it for parts, because, you know, Earth is owned by Sludge, so he could do that, and that's fine. But whatever. And so he's got his hooks onto Earth, and he's gonna
There's a threat for like a hot minute about, like, oh, the Earth's gonna get really cold, but like, it's never touched on. It's never like, oh no, the whole planet's gonna freeze. They just say it like twice, and it's never. But they move quickly on to the next threat.
Well, I mean, they have the countdown. They're like, oh, how long do you think it'll be until like Earth freezes? Oh, about an hour. Okay, countdown to an hour. Like, Like,
how, but like nobody you know, has to like put on coats or anything. It's it's a perfectly sunny day.
Yeah, it doesn't get colder or anything. No, there's no like actual shown threat.
Is or everybody like collecting their or anything? No, like as you move from the sun.
The sheer amount of damage that would be done so quickly if you just altered our orbit the tiniest bit is not even touched upon or even made as something believable.
Like, I understand the Power Rangers universe science just doesn't exist, I guess.
Because, breathe in space, moon horses, gotcha.
Like, that is, like, the smallest of errors in this, what is going on. So, so Chase comes back, he's like, all right, y'all messed up last time.
Yeah.
Now.
Back in black, baby. That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's like, we're going to solve this how we solve everything. I'm like, with violence. Oh,
like, it just it came off so, like, pedantic, too, where it's like, he just, like, you hear the music rising. He's like, we're going to solve this the same way we always solve it. And then I'm going to say something really childish. Teamwork. Like, that's nothing. That's not a thing.
Oh, speaking of the music, Noam Cannell's music continues to disappoint. Like, that music is so uninspired.
There's music? I didn't know. I didn't notice.
Yeah. Da-da-da. Yeah.
That music. So bad. It's so there. It doesn't inspire. Like, again, going back to Countdown to Destruction, when those Velocifighters or whatever they call them are heading to Earth, it's like, oh, dude, it gets super dramatic. It's like, there's like a chorus and there's like, it sounds like a church organ or something is going on and it's intense. This is just like,
yeah, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. See, yeah, like those finales, and it's actually not just finales. Like, there are many moments throughout many episodes where it's like it's a dose of like a cinematic thing happening, or it's like, oh snap, like what's about to come over that ridge? What's about to happen here? And instead,
my favorite cue in all of Power Rangers might be the Magna Defender theme. Just saying,
it's great. It's great.
No, nothing better than Shape It Up, Bulk and Skull.
Or what about the Quantum Ranger theme? That was pretty great. That was dope.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you guys keep talking about this music in Dino Charge. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, go home. All right.
Not really familiar with the music in Dino Charge because we don't have any.
Couldn't they have just given Ivan Go Gold Ranger?
Please? Oh, dude, that would have been great. That would have been so. They could have just reused it, dude. It would have been. It's right there.
Yes.
Quick as lightning, strong as steel. See,
strong as lightning. Dino steel.
Hey, remix.
Quick as lightning, dino steel.
Yes.
I don't want to give them those ideas though, because I don't actually want to hear it.
Yeah. Because there is a Gold Ranger in Ninja Steel, so.
There you go.
Checks in the mail, Saban.
Chase idea of using everybody.
How does he come up with this idea?
To go on to everybody's television screens and tell them, because, you know, I didn't know that they had that capability, but, you know, it's Power Rangers, so there's things that you kind of suspend disbelief. Okay, fine.
You want to know where Chase came up with this idea? It's called the Majin Buu Saga. That's what it's called. Literally, they have the finale is, we need to make the spirit bomb, so everybody has to put their hands in the air to give Goku the energy, but it's not working, so Mr. Satan goes on TV and tells everybody in the world to join in and do it, and that's what works. And they throw the spirit bomb and they defeat Majin Buu and they don't go into a time portal.
So go watch Dragon Ball Z. Who needs power?
Go watch Dragon Ball Z. I saw this before.
Except this is so much worse. It's mirrors. Let's just hold up regular just mirrors. Just household mirrors.
I do like the touch of seeing everybody again, even though they do nothing. But it's nice to remember that we had civilian side characters.
And they Blacksville, the same, New York, yeah.
And they did the same thing in Dragon Ball Z. They cut to characters that you hadn't seen in hundreds of episodes.
See, for me, this, in a strange way, it's like, it's okay, nice to see the actors, you know, in costume and whatever, but for me it's almost a low-key version of like the finale of Megaforce, where it's like people are coming back that you really wanted to see, and it's really cool that they came back at all, but the episode in which they come back is completely terrible.
Basic.
And you don't like I just, I almost don't want it in a way, because it's like you wasted the idea on this rather than on something that could be great.
Could have at least had Shelby's dad been like, yeah, go get him, Shelby. Doesn't say anything. Doesn't.
Right. Say a line. Emotion.
What
concept, right?
There was emotion because Riley's brother overacted the crap out of holding up that radio.
Also, why no Albert? Why no Albert? That is the biggest omission.
That died.
Yes.
That would have been great. You know, honestly,
what if they actually cut to a grave site effect?
But he's got a mirror on it.
He does have a mirror on the grave. It's leaning up against it. That's great.
Oh, God.
Honestly, what I wanted really was for Shelby's dad to come out of the crowd to see the Power Rangers on the TV. He says, oh, it's the Dino Charge Rangers, turns off the TV and walks away. That's what I wanted.
Or like rally the people because they don't believe, you know?
Gotta believe.
Is it like I believe in Rangers?
Yes.
It's so, and it's like, okay, so we need some mirrors, and it's like they all just get them from Amazon, I guess, because like they're one like package.
No, literally got them off a truck, yo. Yeah. Like it was. Oh,
Prime same day delivery. What's up?
Yes, in 20 minutes, by the way, in 20 minutes they loaded up these trucks and still distributed them to everybody.
And when they wide shot of the Earth, like they should. That's a lot of mirrors, yo.
Yeah,
it's a lot. And like, how does that, okay, look, again, science, not a scientist or anything, but I don't think that's how reflecting sunlight works.
No.
It's just really weird.
And thank God they picked the side of the Earth that wasn't mostly ocean, or else they would have been screwed.
Right? It's so crazy because to me, like this episode, I mean, we've been saying it, but it's a finale, so it's an even bigger thing, is like, in 5 minutes, they did like a whole episode or two's worth of plot and then moved on to the next 5 minutes, which is another episode. Like, and it's just kind of like, are you serious? This whole thing of like, if you wanted to do this, which I wouldn't, with the whole reflecting thing, and you want it to have the impact that you want, where it's like the planet is going away and have to shine the thing on the inner dark inner gem or whatever, that's a whole episode as far as I'm concerned, to really give it the gravitas and energy it needs. And then maybe it's a whole other episode if you want to do the time travel thing, which is awful in so many different ways. We go to the thing and then there's dinosaurs, but you do nothing with the fact that it's dinosaurs, and it's like, what was, I mean, I know what the point was, it was to change history, but like, you don't do anything with your environment. It's just it might as well be a quarry, you know, back home. And it's just really bizarre.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like they had a bunch of, it's either they literally had to make, like, write this episode in like an hour, and they just like, this is the first draft, didn't write an outline, didn't do anything, and they just had to get it done, or this was a conscious decision that they're like, yo, Spirit Bomb, what's up?
It feels like it had to be, like, oh.
I don't, how do you get to this point? Like, who decided, like, even if, look, even if you didn't know how to end this season, just have Sledge get bagged up beamed on regular Earth and they fight him for a minute. Like, there, done. I mean, it's not a great finale, but whatever.
Let's get to more of this finale, right?
Mm-hmm. So they use the sunlight to blow up the Dark Energem.
Don't forget that, by the way, that we had two people carrying this satellite dish earlier, and then it grew to like 20 times that size out space. So that also happened. That also happened. Magic. I believed in the energy.
I believe in magic. I believe in magic. Magic. Yes. Magic.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So when Chase was like, "We're gonna assemble the greatest team ever," I'm like, you know, this would have been a dope time to see like a past Ranger and like actually do something.
We're gonna assemble the greatest team ever. We're calling the RPM Rangers.
Yes.
The interdimensional train shows up.
Here comes Zio. Yes.
But really, though, this is the thing. Like, I know that, like, in finales, obviously, you expect the team of the season to handle it, right? If it's like a big deal. But at the same time, if there was ever a time for past Rangers to be like, maybe I should morph for this one, you know, like, this would be it, when the entire Earth itself, literally, no one on Earth can ignore this unless you're hibernating in a cave somewhere. The Earth itself is moving. Why is not like every possible active ranger not morphing and going? I know why in terms of like production of the show, but like, what? If they exist in this season, in this universe, where are they?
Well, they only they only had 20 minutes to get there. You know, you only have time to get everybody in the world a mirror in that time. Let's be realistic.
See, I love how you mentioned. I love how you mentioned like they're in a cave because all I can think of is Gosei reacting to this. Like Tintu, what happened? Oh no, Gosei, we got pulled out of orbit. Shut up, Tintu. I'm going back to bed. The Robo Knight will fix this environment. Yeah.
We're only here for emergencies, Tensu. Like, relax. Like, that's what we're here for.
This is not a big deal. Global warming was not a big deal. It's only when these bugs showed up, or when the slime guys, whatever they were, whatever the hell that faction was, they're the big deal.
The least effective villains ever.
Oh my god, yeah, it was the worst. The worst. But, yeah, I'd like, look, again, like Tristan said, I get why the other rangers don't show up, but it's like, geez, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, they blow up the Dark Energem, and this is my favorite part, where the Rangers' plan goes horribly wrong.
Right, that's my thing, is like, okay, that's what I was saying earlier, is like, I compared them, you know, bum-rushing a tiny, tiny bad guy with a giant Ultra Zord, and then they have this amazing plan, which completely blows up in their face, and this is this is your send-off of your team, just understand that. These are your last two episodes where you're saying, okay, all the things we've learned over 2 years, we're going to get together, we're going to do it, we're going to finally beat the bad guy. Oh, we are just crapping the bed left and right. Like,
what? Black hole.
They make a freaking black hole, and then the Earth has the properties of a water balloon as it swirls up and goes whoop.
See, and here's the thing, though, right? At this point, I'm like, oh, because I already knew, like their earlier battle was, like, way too soon in the, like, first, 10 minutes or whatever. I'm like, there's something else that has to happen. There's some other twist that has to happen. There's something else. Okay. So when the black hole happened, I'm like, okay, this stuff is really going down.
We're going to the Lost Galaxy.
What's going on? You know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, all right, y'all are having a horrible finale so far.
Yes.
This might actually save you a little bit. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yes, and then the Earth is destroyed.
We're going to hang out with the Professor and Mr. Mallory. Here it comes.
Sliders. Okay.
The Power Rangers destroyed Earth.
I would have loved if, like, they just cut to the Rangers. And Coda like, we save Earth, Tyler? Tyler's like, no, Coda.
No,
Coda. We messed up.
Yeah, it's like, it's literally the end of the sitcom Dinosaurs. Where just everything goes to crap and cut to black.
Like, okay, no lie. Little quick story that does tie in. Went on a date today with someone off OkCupid who was a scientist. And I just thought, let me ask them about how this would work, like in real life, with black holes. And I described.
Wait. I know you're telling a story, and I know this is a sidejack, but hold on. Went on a date, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like normally, people like, all right, I'm gonna look fresh to death. Know what I'm saying? You know, I'm gonna get this hair on point, get that breath on point, get that, you know, everything on point. I'm saying, gonna go meet this dude or girl. You know, I don't know. We didn't get up to that yet. And you know, so and oh, scientists. All right, so you know, thinking like, all right, well, no common interest. Like, no. Wait. Pause. So I just watched this finale, and I need to go.
I just watched a children's show. Give me the deets.
To be fair, it did come like we were talking about like portrayals of science in television, so it had already like there was a precedence to bring it up.
All right, okay, sure.
Let that slide.
Sure, the precedence was like, hey, what do you like to do? Oh yeah, you know, I like to go to the museum and. Partake in social injustice. I like to go and sometimes watch some documentaries. Oh wait, I just watch I'd watch one. Oh yeah, like I just saw like a documentary about a television show that's for kids that like totally messed up like all kind of finales. Yeah, I watched that documentary. So, what do you think about black holes? Can this happen? Am I close?
Sure. Fine.
That's exactly how it happened.
Exactly how it happened. Basically, the long and short of it was, she was like, wow, no, that's not how it would work. Like, you would have to cross the event horizon for it to be sucked in like that. So there's no way it would actually work. And I was like, okay, good to know. Now I know. I did this for you, Lisa. I thought I should bring this up on the episode.
I'm so glad you did.
I was thinking of you on this date, Lisa. So.
Hey!
All right. Well.
Oh.
Okay. That's good to know. Don't tell her that next time.
Time for some Lee Seamus shipping.
Hey.
I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay. I don't think we've ever really seen this before of like Earth being in actual trouble, being in actual destroyer mode. Like it's done. Like it's a wrap. Like how do you save it? Like how do they do this? How on earth are they gonna fix this? I'm like, all right, you know what? This finale might actually turn around. And then this creeper heifer, right? Coming up in here like, all right, so you throw all your energems into space. Trust me. I know. Trust me.
You destroyed the dark energem that I didn't tell you existed for a long period of time that just showed up fairly recently, but now you've destroyed it, so I have a simple solution to fix everything.
You've unlocked the power. Now you destroyed the dark
energy. Listen. I destroyed the dinosaurs in the first place. I'm trustworthy, okay? Just give me your dinosaurs.
Just give me a chance.
He also said it's like, this will break the chains or something. I'm like, is that what the theme song was talking about? Break the chains that will divide? Was that what this is about? Did you plan this from the beginning? Oh, no.
Now I just started thinking about Kamen Rider Kiva.
Oh, ha, nice.
So they're like, all right, you know, what else will we got to lose? Because crap, we are going to die too.
Well, at this point, literally, what else do we have? There's nothing else
there's no Shelby being like, oh my God, my dad's dead. Like, there's nothing. They're just like, oh, damn, that sucked.
Yes, well, dead. but Heckle does have time to say just like Sentai 6, right? Because we care so much about Sentai 6, rather than all of, oh my god.
All of humanity.
Priorities, like, come on, guys.
Yeah, no, that's what Keeper just, trust me, right? Throws it into space, and then all of a sudden it's a Stargate. So, like, we're good.
Exactly.
Well, and the fact that they have to pause for half a second and be like, we should trust Keeper. Yeah, huh? Well, you don't have any other options, first of all. So, like, okay. And then second of all, like, this guy is supposed... I know he hasn't done a great job for the last 2 years, but he's supposed to be your mentor. So we don't need any rah-rah speeches, Tyler. Let's just do your thing.
It's about to get wild.
Yes.
So can I also say,
after the entire team just T-wrecked the Earth.
Heckle drops the bomb. No, sorry, not Heckle. Keeper drops the bomb that it's like, oh, by the way, this is a portal that can go back in time. That's the ultimate power of the energems.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite part is Heckle says, oh, the legends are true. I'm like, you couldn't have mentioned that. Like, what legends? Okay, This is where the show could have set this up, where if Heckle wanted to get the energems because he wanted to go back in time and save his planet, that would have been a perfectly reasonable motivation for his character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think...
But no.
I feel like maybe that was the intention. They just failed entirely on
even remotely hinting at it?
Matter. Well, as I keep saying about the thing that he says about the past, present, and future, and then what's his face also says past, present, and future. So I feel like that was intentional. It's just that there's no impact, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, I don't get this.
Well, here's let's just walk through more of this, and then I can like really unleash my fury.
Yes, yeah, we haven't even begun.
We haven't.
Get wild on it.
No, yes. So Stargate opens. And they go back in time. Like, Keeper's like, you gotta go back. You gotta start.
You gotta Marty, stop it you from. Gotta go back.
Just go back. You know, Casper's Keeper is all up in space, but like, you gotta go back in time. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And so they go back and they're out in the field, you know, and...
It's not all of them. It's like...
Yeah, because half
no, no, actually, this is the thing. They split up into a great team and then the rest. The best characters, which is like Shelby and Coda. Ivan and Coda and like Chase and Riley. And then everybody else is left. Yeah. Like all the extras.
Right. It's the good Tyler. Team and then it's Tyler and the dweebs. And
basically.
The
other,
yeah.
And Tyler!
Yes.
Oh, crap. Wow. Glad they don't call out names in the theme anymore.
Just call out where they're fighting in. That's
yes. You wouldn't want to hear and Zeno Wing
and Albert.
Yo, it is a crime, Robo Knight, to not get the Megaforce.
Like, hello.
Man, I just wanted one episode of Albert. Just one episode of him in the opening, just going, Albert. Just one, because then he's not a ranger anymore, so he can't do it. Oh
yeah, no. But like
my favorite is they go on the planet and Ivan out of nowhere is like, this must be the day that Keeper landed on the planet.
Based on what?
Yeah, where did that come from?
I have to move the plot forward.
Oh no, that's right. Because Shelby is like, dinosaurs. What?
And then, of course, they see Keeper's ship crash, you know, off in the distance, and everything's very convenient that this is where it happened and how it happened, and they meet.
That's the magic of the Energems. That makes sense.
You know, and then they see. Well, first the old Keeper, right? He's all doing the stuff that we've seen before, like, oh, look, bomb. Let's put that up. Oh, look, Energems, right? Now, here's what I'm saying, right?
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm talking through this because, honestly, it's been a couple of years since like we're trying to remember all this information. Keeper says that the Energems have to bond with people in order for their... If all the Energems together get together and create this magical, powerful whatever, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to bond with actual people or like anything?
Yeah, it's weird because he gave them to dinosaurs.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But what did that have? But then, no, because that doesn't make sense because then remember
the dinosaurs died.
Right. So that's why they ended up all over the planet with the different fossils and stuff. So even though like half of them were in Amber Beach, that's fine.
He didn't have time to have the dinosaurs make a time portal. You mean?
Back in the day, like I don't.
Just imagine the T-Rex trying to throw the little Energem.
Oh, baby arms!
It's about to get wild.
Okay, so that's one thought that popped in my head. Okay, so like he finally and then the A-team comes and they're like, hey, you don't know us yet, but so we were sent back in time by you in the future so that we can save our planet that was destroyed in the future, but we're here to... She's like, what? Prove it. I'm like, okay, dude. His like arms extended and it's like, oh, okay.
Do you have cake? I would like some.
And this is around the same time that Sledge is landing, and it's all a thing that's happening.
Like, the Rangers called their Energems to them. I'm like, okay, wait. So are they bonded throughout time?
Yes.
That part I'm actually okay with, because if the ultimate power of the Energems is time travel, then... I could buy that the magic of the Energems would still recognize them even from what their future is. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the closest they've come to explaining something in this episode, so we'll go with that.
Right.
That worked for me.
you know, a sledge and them, they see it and they're like, oh, great, you've got people on your side. This sucks. Great. And then there's a bunch of quips about, like, how do you know this? Like, you know what? I could just...
Mm-hmm.
The whole notion with Fury and Ivan,
oh my God,
to me, it's
just
ridiculous. Because first of all, Ivan is supposed to be in you right now.
Well,
no, he's not. No, he's not.
This is the craziness of the time travel. No, he hasn't actually gotten to that point where he got.
Yeah, this is millions of years ago. He doesn't get Ivan until
yes. This is more modern.
He doesn't get up all up in that booty until later. Yeah. So.
Right. This is very true. All right, so he's not in him yet.
But Ivan remembers all of this and should be holding a serious grudge, and it should be a real dramatic confrontation.
But they haven't. They also haven't mentioned that grudge in like over a season.
Exactly.
And it's literally only taken care of when Fury gets blown up and he's like, "Oh, my captor is vanquished." I'm like, "That's it. That's literally it."
I'm still trying to get over you guys. We're talking about Ivan, and of course we're talking about guys being in each other.
Yeah. So there's, it's literally like that whole 800 years of darkness thing. Like, uh-huh. Which they never touched. I thought that would have been a great thing to touch on.
Yeah.
Like, they were supposed to have an actual rivalry. Like that's a thing in the source footage. Like that's what you skip over?
Even if it wasn't a thing in the source footage, it needed to be a thing in Dino Charge.
Yeah. Like,
could have been like maybe Ivan's like really mad and he wants to like take him out no matter what, and he like kind of dicks over the team to do it or some mm-hmm. like no, it's just like no, I vanquished you. It's like what?
And he didn't do anything.
He didn't do it. Yep.
It was the bomb. It's a bomb.
It's a bomb.
Which, to be fair, I laughed when I heard that. I was like,
But when did Tyler and then have time?
That was clever.
Just sneak up on like all this fighting going on and let me just switch it out. Like when they see I don't know, a random Tyler just going on, like, what?
Oh yeah, didn't in the original that like Keeper found the thing and then he's like, I gotta distract them, and he places the bomb in himself and then they take it up to the ship and then it goes off?
Correct.
So when did they switch it out now? Was that what? Wait.
It's a solid question you got there, Seamus.
Keeper was there.
Much like everything else here, I don't have an answer for you. So,
I mean, Keeper was there.
Yeah, but like,
so
did
I
he
guess
have time
he
to
could
switch
have.
It out?
I don't know, because the Rangers took their energems.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and then
it's
and then what's his face showed the other ones.
Yes, Tyler had his, literally showed the other ones.
No.
Yeah,
okay,
like
okay,
it
no,
happened.
No.
Between shots.
Yeah. Honestly, this is not something I'm going to super complain about, because when Tyler showed up, that was when they got the thing, and then they're opening it, and then Tyler goes, ha-ha, I have the rest. So it does work. It technically does work. Assuming Tyler knew where the bomb was in the first place. But
yes, I just, for me, like,
it just seems as if like nobody saw the dude, like, nobody saw anybody switching out anything, like they're all just
it's just like last episode where Snide just takes the dark energy while everybody's just chilling at the wedding,
like they're all just blind, yo, like I don't understand, like bruh, anyway. But whatever,
it's like poetry, it rhymes,
exactly.
But like the rest of the B team, right? So they're on the ship, and now, granted, right, this actually looks like a fight on a base that doesn't look completely terrible. However, everything is just rushed. It's just like, bang, 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 find this thing, bang, 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 find this thing, I know this thing, shoot the thing, press the buttons, and we go. Like,
yes.
I love them running through with their guns, shooting things. I mean, yo, Prince Philip looking sharp as hell in that suit.
I mean,
like, just shoot people.
And then Heckle messes with a console, and the console just in big red letters says collision course.
Oh, and also, really? this is where I get into a little bit of the morality of killing monsters in Power Rangers. So these are all the past versions of the villains. These aren't like the ones who fell into the black hole. Yeah. And like, look, at the end of the day, all of these villains, they're just bounty hunters. That doesn't necessarily make them bad. Okay. And also all those people on the ship were being taken in to like jail or whatever. But the Rangers are like, now we're just going to murder all of them.
But, well, I mean, it not maybe not necessarily jail. I mean, they're bounty, right? We have no idea why they were even caught in the first place.
That's true. So maybe some of them are innocent. You don't know.
But that also means that there are certain monsters that these rangers have now killed like 5 times.
Oh my god, Meteor's dead again.
Right?
Once
poor,
again.
Poor friggin' Meteor and like Ice Age just cannot catch a break. All you do is die.
Just all you do is die.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I didn't have a problem with them killing them off. I mean, because
No, not really.
I really didn't. It's the notion of, hey guys, we're just gonna take this nuclear option and go all the way back to the beginning so that none of this happens.
And that's the other thing that someone mentioned is that means they just killed Heckle.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, it's insane because, like, if we're gonna talk, because now we're talking about the time travel part, and I have so many things.
Before we get to that, right quick, it's the awful moment we mentioned earlier when Sledge is like, "All right, I'm gonna use the," and then Tyler's like, "The Magna Beam." He's like, "Magna record scratch," like the actual record scratch sound. Like, "Oh my god!" It's like if in the middle of like Andros, who's about to like, you know, destroy Zordon, like it's like they told the joke and then there was a record smash.
Like Andros farted. Like what?
Yeah, it's a big climactic battle and Ecliptor slips on a banana peel.
Like, what are you doing? Like what?
But like it's just... like Sledge grows and then they use the track on him and throw him into the sun.
Yes. Done. Just throw them all into the sun. Like,
might as well be walking on the sun.
Like, honestly, I'm kind of okay, like, if your main plot was tractor beam the Earth and then you do the same thing to the main bad guy. I'm like, that's kind of okay. Like, that's not the worst idea. But in the grand scheme of things, it's still just, wow.
No, there's so many, ideas that I think are good, but it's just like, oh, what happened?
There's just so many seeds of potential goodness there that are just clouded with rushed, like, just vacant garbage. I don't know, man. This is...
So the time travel. So, yeah. Heckle should be, like, there's a lot of theories about time travel in fiction about, like, whether what you do instantly affects you, or it's like the Back to the Future thing where it takes time once that happens. But, like, for the most part, like, they throw that ship into the sun, Heckle should just be gone.
Right, just immediately fade from existence.
Like, yes. Straight. Well, even before, if we're really talking about it now, then Ivan shouldn't exist either in this form. He shouldn't be here at all because destroyed the guy that takes him from his own time period and forces him to 800 years of darkness or whatever it is and made him a Power Ranger, well, at least in present day,
like,
Power Ranger.
Ivan
and also
and all of this
stuff.
Too. The Ivan,
so that stops
know.
The series from happening.
Yeah, Ivan would just live another life. Yeah. Died. Huh.
It's just like one thing after another. It shouldn't happen.
But I think it's because the whole, the with them having being bonded to the Energems, I can give the Rangers a pass about being beyond space and time and whatever. Like, maybe that's why I wasn't so offended by Ivan itself. It's Heckle, though.
Well,
Heckle ain't bonded to... Well, he did touch the dark Energem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so that what it's supposed to be? Yeah, because like, oh, the Energems, you never age, so you're not affected by changes in the timeline.
Maybe. Well, that's cool. Tell me that though.
I know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I started thinking to myself, okay, yeah, so maybe they're immune to the changes because of the Energems and the time magic, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just say that, please. Like, just say some things instead of just like, oh, it's time to go home now. Let's pretend this is sad.
Yeah, what a weird climax too. Like, it's not like a big. There's, I mean, thankfully there is a denouement on like Super Mega Force that just kind of ended, and they were just like they just walked away. But like, so they at least do have this. But it's like their final fight was they threw Sledge into a sun like that. That there no Ten Ranger fight, no roll call, no We Are the Power Rangers, nothing.
No
nothing.
No, come on, helmetless roll call. Where you at?
Yeah, for real though. And it's just like so we get the. Oh, I can send Coda and Ivan back to their home times. I'm like, oh, stop. Dear God.
Okay, so here's my thing. Like, right, okay, I don't know. If I were me, right, I made all these friends. I'm chilling. I'm whatever. I'm cool and everything. Yeah. And so I'm going to go back in time where I am still bonded to this energem because they didn't take it from me. Did you take it from me? Did you take it from them? So I'm still going to be living forever and ever 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 and ever.
Yeah, eternally. In fact, this is the insane thing is like, if you really think about it, if you are bonded, right, then it's possible that Coda could go back to his own time and then continue living, watch everyone he loves in that time die,
and then
continue
meet up living with the, more with the current Rangers.
Yep, and be like, hey guys.
Hey.
Well,
which to be fair, that would have been an awesome ending if they were like, hey guys, what's up?
How about the fact that you just sent a guy back millions of years with a gun? And like, if he he's gonna be alive forever with like freaking gun, he's got modern day fabrics on him. Like, he is completely messing up history, and he could take over the whole freaking world if he wanted to, with that much advanced technology and knowledge of what happened. Like, for real,
he could be the richest man ever. Like, he could create post-its.
Like, he would become he would become the most corrupted god of the wheels.
Like. You know, like, he could, like, really do some, he could be the richest man on the planet.
Right? And if you live that long and you see all the people you care about die, you would become just this husk of this emotionless creature that just cares for nothing and just rules over all with an iron fist. Like, oh my God, you just created the most evil villain in the world.
Yes, you also know about the energems, and the Zords, most of them, already exist, and you can go find them if you want. It's certainly your Zord exists, and you can grab that and do whatever the hell you want with it. Like, presumably, anyway, even without... Yeah. Yes. Like...
Coda is the one that took over Sentai 6.
He is Lord Arcanon. Twist.
Oh, gosh. Like, you can't, like,
I just, for me, like, story. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, you have to, like, at this point, you have to be, like, firmly established that, like, this is the type of timeline where if you go back and change things, you create a divergent timeline or something like that, because you just can't just mess with anything and everything and not even remotely care about the consequences. And beyond that, before we get past this, the dialogue at this point in time was, I can send Coda and Ivan back, and then Coda goes, I can go home, and then Keeper's like, it is decided. Wait, no, it isn't.
Neither of them
confirmed they wanted to go back. You just said it was decided.
There's no like moment of like, see, for one, a finale wouldn't have had this plot line, but if they did decide to go with it, this choice would have been presented to them like 3 or 4 episodes ago, and they would have been wrestling with the decision of, do I want to go back home or do I want to stay with my friends?
Right.
Yes.
Here it's like,
should I stay or should I go? Yes.
Yep.
I knew it.
Keeper, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or
you gotta let me know.
And to be fair, like, the other guys were just like, look, we understand if you want to go home, and we understand that, whatever. And then, like, Ivan and Coda look at each other and be like, bruh, want to go home, yo. Home sounds real good right now. You know, I can give that a pass. Okay, I'm going to talk through the rest of this episode, right? Because I have so many things to say.
Oh, dude, okay. It gets so bad.
So, right? They look at each other, they're like, all right, this is, you know, and then everybody did speech about family.
Family.
And like, this group hug, woo, woo, woo. Ivan and Coda, they go and they go off into the whatever, and they're like, okay, well, the rest of us gotta go home too, woo, yay. And then they walk through the stuff, and then Keeper's just like, hey, Heckle, so I can send you back to Coda to save your planet, to save Sentai 6, to stop the Dark Energem. Right?
Also, how can he activate the time portal when the Dark Energem still exists?
Like, let me just walk through it, and then we'll ask all the, like, just, I gotta do
okay,
this, right?
Okay.
And so he's like, I got, and what's his name? Heckle's like, yo, really? Yes, I'm gonna make you a keeper now. Like, okay, okay.
What?
A keeper is like, so that's, so keeper isn't his name?
All right, dude, let's go. Yes.
And then
he's like mentor.
So then, like, Zenowing and new Heckle Keeper go into the portal because they need to stop working on and everything. Okay, whatever. And so then Keeper, original OG Keeper,
Keeper classic.
He's, you know, whatever. He's the portal. Like, whatevs. Okay, so then we go back to present day where the rest of them are there. They're like, and then Riley's like, hey, look, me got a text message, so we're back. And everybody's like, whoa, we're back to normal. Yay. Oh, no. Museum is in trouble because Kendall gets a little message on.
They said there's an emergency.
There is an emergency. Sorry, there is an emergency. They run back, y'all. They run back and be like, well, everything looks great. Everything's fine. Yeah, no, because everyone's blind except for Tyler. Tyler's the one that says, look at the sign. It says Amber Beach Dinosaur Zoo. Zoo, oh, y'all. No. Zoo.
Oh,
dinosaur. No. And then Sheldon's like, well, yeah, because like he stopped from the asteroids hitting the Earth. So then that means.
Oh, my God.
Because that's how it works. If an entire species that controls a planet doesn't die out, everything else is going to evolve in the same way.
Yeah, right.
And then
the same guard we saw from before comes.
Same guard, like, yes.
Hey, you guys.
Because his family still exists, and he's still born.
Exactly. Hey,
nothing changes.
You know, we gotta try Ceratops that has indigestion, and so we need. And you're like, wait, us? You need? Yeah. Hello. Who?
We
else?
Need you try Ceralots, guys.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Stop that, Tristan. Stop that.
Right. Yes. And then the rest of them just like, yeah, man, we're new adventures. Yeah, and goes in, and that's.
That is the end. There's no more episodes. Oh wait, sorry. There's Christmas, but there's no more episodes.
Yeah. Okay. So like. Let's just, okay, one, the dinosaurs are still alive. this hat, yes. This hat, like they sat down, and I knew, dude, like, I can't believe that they did it for a joke. The Triceratops is indigestion. Burp, burp, burp. Like, what? Like, and yeah. You know that this ain't gonna stick. You know that, like, in Ninja Steel, they aren't gonna have, like, random dinosaurs walking around. That ain't happening.
Besides, this is Dino Charge. You're supposed to end on a poop joke.
Yeah, here we got a vomit.
Exactly. Okay. Where's the T-Rex poop?
You okay, know? I gotta double back. Right? All right. So, all right.
Please. Yes.
We have the part where Homeboy makes new keeper, right? Okay. Makes, what's his heckle, a keeper. All right. So,
which, by the way, okay, I had a question about that actually. This keeper, this is the old past school keeper. Like, and he knows all this crap.
Yeah,
he knows everything. Like,
he just suddenly became.
Even though 5 minutes ago he was like, "Who are you people?"
Mm-hmm. No, he's a different keeper, like, right? Keeper is the keeper of the good energems, and then. What's his name?
That's not what we're saying. We're saying that Keeper, the current modern day Keeper, created a time portal. They went back.
Creeper.
They met old Creeper.
Yes.
And there were no two that existed. The old one didn't even know who they were, had to prove that the gems belonged to them.
Yes.
And now we never saw two of them, but now all of a sudden he's like, you can go home. You can become a Keeper. Blah, blah, blah.
True. So did the present keeper come back into the like prehistoric keeper? And
did they do a fusion? What?
Yeah, they
fusion, huh?
Yeah, like did they do that, or did when they saved the planet? Did all of a sudden they just merge into one being, and have the same memories, or like what? What?
Yeah.
Or is there one still just hanging out in space? Like, when are they coming back to get
they should have that. Left me some cake.
God. Oh, my
God. It makes no sense. Like, he just knows things. This is one of the many Deus Ex Machinas in this episode. It's like, we don't have time to explain it. It's just there.
There's a simple explanation for that.
And then... And then this dark energem has existed this whole time. And so how on earth are they going to go back in time and create another portal when the dark energem still exists
in this time period, and they haven't destroyed that one?
Right.
Yep. And the dark energem's all up on Sentai 6. So I guess you're forced to assume that they went the Heckle. No, they didn't destroy it, because apparently Keeper Heckle is going to become the new guardian of it.
Yes, because he has to go back.
So how could they use this thing to make a portal in the first place?
Exactly. Like,
What the F?
They could have just said, oh, the portal's open already. Like, it stays open, right? From the first time they used it?
Yeah,
but that's not what happened, right?
It could have been like, once this closes, like, you know, you're done, and you've only got like 10 minutes to do it, so you got to move quickly,
because and that could have been a thing. And they had to use their energems to fight all them crackheads, so like, no, the portal wasn't open the whole time.
Mm-hmm. I also love that they, and I understand it's a stock footage thing, but they hold out their energems, and then they show like the stock footage of the guns, even though, whatever, not a big deal. But, so, and now there's Keeper Heckle, so Keeper is not a name, it's like a job description,
just like mentor.
It's mentor
G. Grum.
And once keeper, it's a big important role that you did very little to prove you deserved it,
and he just makes Heckle one.
Well, no, like, because all you have to do is destroy planets and people and civilizations, and then you get to become a keeper.
Exactly.
Right. He has the same father, so why not?
Magic Mystic Mother.
We're just everyone gets redeemed. Yay! Yep. No consequences for anybody's actions. Not one.
You get rewarded with a terrible wardrobe.
Oh my god, that looks so bad.
And then off to the portal.
So bad! So they go out of their portal. They do, which makes no sense, but whatever.
Heckle and Zenowing, two characters who have really never really interacted before. It's time for you guys to go and be a pair.
Zenowing and Riley's relationship didn't work out, so he's like, I'm going to hit that Heckle. I'm going to get me some of that.
And Riley, did he ever even really use his fancy new sword slash or anything?
He did like once in the one episode.
Okay.
And my problem
in,
is
in the very first time, the one and only time.
Yeah, it didn't like come back.
There's a lag.
Oh, is there?
Okay. Oh. Well,
are we still good? Still
we're
lag?
Almost,
still
we're lagging? Almost done, Tristan. We're almost done. You power through.
No, I'm pretty sure there's been a lag like for the past like half hour or something, because I feel like I'm interrupting everybody, even though I'm, you know.
It's fine. We'll just power through it. We'll be fine. So they go, Heckle and Zenowing, they go through their little portal, whatever. Portal that don't make sense, but they go through this, okay? And then we come back to the present day.
Don't forget that then Keeper went into a portal himself and never even said what he was going to go do. He just left.
He is deuces. He is the portal. He is whatever.
Everybody else was gone, and then he's like, all right, my turn, time to go. Didn't say a word, didn't say what he's gonna do, no explanation, just
Do we care? Like
maybe he's gonna go destroy another planet. We don't know.
This is what is so insane. I kept asking over and over again, when's the Keeper episode? It's for reasons like this. It's for episodes like this, where the whole plot is pulled out of somebody's rear end, and it's like all about you're the new Keeper. What the hell is a Keeper? What is that? I don't know what that is.
There was never a Keeper Kendall episode. There was no How Kendall Met Keeper.
Nope.
No. There's none of that. Never came. Never happened.
But it's hey, so we finally got our big Kendall Shelby moment where you can call me by my first name.
That was so, it's like, oh yeah, we got to have resolution. So Chase is like, I can take Kayla to New Zealand. I'm like, well, oh, sure. And at least you mentioned her. And oh yeah, and the you can call me Kendall. And she's like, oh, okay, Kendall. Oh, that sounds weird. Like, that's it? I mean, it's just like the resolution with Ivan. It's so perfunctory.
And don't forget the classic, we can finally do stuff together. Yeah, Dad, that's great.
It's not like this was like the whole first season of the show or anything.
Wow. What
so casual.
Hey, Shelby did, you know, kiss on the cheek. Which
they had already done already in this show, so not even a big deal.
But they walked together, so
And they held hands.
This whole like little wrap up was exactly what I was fearing, and I think I mentioned a little bit in a previous review where I was like, oh, we're going to go off and have adventures together. That's exactly what happened. I did not know that they were going to say it. I just thought that would be like kind of the worst case scenario of like how you wrap up the characters and just do a 2 second thing where it's like everybody has their one line of what they're going to do with their life and then just leaves.
Mm-hmm. You know, like even Overdrive had Mac and his dad, they showed them on their adventures and that was the end of the show.
Dude, right. Like, even the friggin' postcards at the end of Wild Force was better. Like, come on. Like, at least that was a thing. That was a thing, though. At least they did something.
They're a little too long. They're 1-2 second liners or whatever. That was not even that offensive to me. Honest to Jesus. Do you know why? Because I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on there's mother effing dinosaurs in mother effing present day.
Where
is Chris Pratt when you need him?
Series that included a dinosaur ever in life, including Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Lisa, now that series starts with, we will draw your power from the dinosaurs, which you can find at your local zoo.
Like, what if
at Walmart?
Like, just walk into that zoo, and the first thing you see is, like, Tommy's there, and he's like, ah, don't worry, guys, I got control of it, and he just roundhouse kicks his dinosaur. Boom. Got it, guys. It's cool.
Also, Dino Thunder didn't happen, or is it that now, wasn't the joke somebody made that it was Mezagog now is just, like, a super, like, animal rights activist and wants to live in peace with dinosaurs? I don't know who made that joke, but it was so good. Like, that's the thing, right?
They're no longer prehistoric animals. They're just animals.
Yes.
And also, it's just...
Oh, my God. There's so many weird, bizarre things. Like, if you take dinosaurs and you say they never went extinct, 65 million years later, what makes you think they're going to look like that and be treated like that? Mm-hmm. Let alone the whole of humanity itself still existing perfectly like it was before, and everybody has a family, and everybody still exists. But, like, the dinosaurs themselves should be flying planes at this point.
It's funny you mention that. I can't believe I'm bringing this up. There was an episode of the Back to the Future animated series where they stopped the asteroid from hitting the Earth. Then they went back to 1985 or whatever it was, and they showed, like, look, it was a you know, dumb cartoon, but it was like, oh, look, dinosaurs on phones, dinosaurs driving taxis. I'm like, yeah, like, where are we supposed to believe that humanity just evolved exactly like it did, except dinosaurs are a thing? Like, come on.
And I'm sorry. Like, I happen to like storylines where even like, if you try to go back in time and try to change things, like, there are certain entities or certain theories that, like, even you going back in time is not really going to change the time or the trajectory.
Because you were always meant to.
It is always like, so if the asteroid didn't happen then, it was going to happen another time. If the dinosaurs didn't go extinct by this asteroid, then it was going to be extinct by something else. Like,
Ice Age. Yeah.
Right. Like, it was going to, something else was going to happen. So you mean to tell me that 60 million later... And these heifers are the same way that they were 65 million. What? No, yes. Come on, man. Like, at least be like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe we have, like, a couple of animals that look a little different or whatever. Be like, oh, history's changed a little bit, but not to the point where, like, they're dinosaurs. And not to the point where you're just changing the entire line of, I don't know, ranger history that we've had for the past 20-something years. Mm-hmm.
And it's not only that too. It's like, okay, look, I will excuse the whole, you know, the moment they travel back, like, they should all be different or whatever else, because again, energems protect them, sure, whatever. But just okay, I can't imagine what it was like in the writer's room for whoever pitched this idea, for them to be like, sure. And this script had to go up the chain, the Saban chain, and everybody signed off on this and thought, that's cool. That's fine. No, and, no, no, that, that's completely acceptable. RPM's
the one that needs to be in a side pocket universe, right, whatever. Right, like, right. That's the
wait,
one.
Wait, you guys hear that? You guys right. hear? I hear a train coming.
Oh,
choo choo!
I hear that all to the universe train coming.
Snap. Oh, that's oh, right. Snap. I think so this is Earth. Oh,
uh-oh.
Kind of charge to this alternate universe train.
I think someone's team's about to say hi.
Hey.
So this is drawn like a line in the sand, right? Where like this Dino Charge is like its own thing now. I guess
it has to be. It literally has to be. Like,
I'm ready. I'm ready to throw it on the train and just.
Chip, I dare you to try to incorporate Dino Charge into the same timeline as your Ninja Steel and the Mega Force, all that stuff. I dare you.
I dare you to not do that. Because
I want to see how thick your balls are.
No. Jared, Reversion 2.0 is coming, where they just have every episode of Power Rangers, but with like dinosaurs in the background.
Yes.
Oh my God. What?
Just chilling in the background.
Jesus. Oh my God. Instead of like screen flipping around, it's like Velociraptors.
Yes.
Yeah, like imagine your favorite finale ever, Oyster Stew, when like, you know, the Flasher is trying to sell Zach like the earrings. There's just a Velociraptor running behind him. That's it.
Just because.
Just chilling. Doing his thing.
He's not gonna do anything, but just, you know,
like, or remember that Zio episode where Cat has the dog? Yeah, that's just a T-Rex now.
baby T-Rex. Yeah, it's cool.
It's Rexy. It's fine.
He has Rex appeal.
Oh yeah, remember how like I guess the Rangers are like bonded to their Zords, and then they just don't that stopped being a thing a long time ago, I guess. Yeah. Remember Rexy? Oh, Rexy. God, wow. This, jeez.
Let me tell you something, right? Okay, like, this whole time, like, I've already made up in my mind that Dino Charge is not part of this universe. It's not. Like, it's just not. It's just not. And here's the thing. I mean, we're already going to get up to the conversation of, like, comparing this finale to other finales of Power Rangers. I have never remembered a bigger drop in enthusiasm and like love and affection for a series than from like the premiere of Dino Charge to this finale. Like I can't remember. Yeah. Maybe not even SPD. SPD is the one that I can remember in terms of like, wow, like the potential and like the actual, you know.
Well, yeah. even SPD, like, but, even it was kind of sucking at points. It still was like it still held a line of some amount of quality, and the finale was not the greatest, but it had some cool stuff in it.
I felt real emotion in that finale.
Like, well, that's the last one I can remember where I'm just like, wow, like this series could actually be really good. And then the finale was like, but no, but this season here, it went from really good to like really bad.
Yeah, this last batch of episodes for Dino Supercharged, like once they came back from their break or whatever, just like I just saw it in the enthusiasm of the fans, like at least the ones that I follow. Like people weren't nobody I knew was live tweeting this episode.
We've said it before, but literally it's the exact same line in the sand, and we keep coming back to it. As soon as you revealed that Heckle was the bad guy to the Rangers, because you had this great new feel, you're like, okay, it's a different season, but you're actually doing some different stuff, making it feel a little different, you're going stuff, you're trying to move towards the resolution for Tyler and his dad's storyline, like stuff is starting to happen, and as soon as they crossed that line, it devolved right back into the same generic plot lines, and then they got closer to the end, and it ended up becoming just the most rushed nonsense where just, yes, sometimes there was resolutions, but when there was, they were very quick and they felt very empty. And a lot of other times there were no resolutions, or they were introducing stuff that was there and gone the next second, and they never gave you half a moment to even care about it. Like, it just felt like so much going through the motions. We got to get through all this footage. We got to, oh crap, we're at a finale? We have a finale now? Oh, this time travel.
This feels like, remember back in the day, because they used to like get the Sentai like super late, you know, like they couldn't plan the show.
Shut up.
It feels like that happened here, except they had the Sentai the whole time. How do you not plan out the whole season?
Shut up. Shut your face. Because it's now true. You reminded me that they've had this ahead of time. They had this crap.
Well ahead of time.
Yeah, like we're at a point now where they have to pick between two seasons of which one they're going to adapt.
Yeah.
They have that much leeway.
Yeah.
Like there is no excuse ever from this point forward, as long as that is the way you do business, for not having your finale planned when you're like friggin' writing your premiere. Like, come on.
Yeah, how do you, and the scary thing, well, that's scary, but like the weird thing is like, was this the plan? Because if it was, wow.
I feel like.
Okay, it can't be.
If by was this the plan, you mean like certain plot points of like Heckle from Sentai 6 and like time travel at the end to the dinosaur age to reverse what happened. I feel like some of those things probably were known ahead of time. Now, the actual exact events of what happens, I could see being more of like, oh, let's do this week, you know, that kind of thing. Because that's definitely what it feels like to me. And I honestly am wondering, because you're saying like, there's no way that this could ever happen, this should happen. I mean, I don't want to conspiracy theorize, but I really do feel like there was some kind of behind the scenes change, some drastic something that must have happened, because I really can't believe
that. Yeah, like, was it?
Was
Heckle supposed to be the Talon Ranger, and then they couldn't, like, they weren't allowed to get that footage or something, or
maybe? But okay,
you don't need footage.
I just want to say this so people can get this to sink in their head. The last episode of Kyoryuger aired February 9th, 2014. The first episode of Power Rangers Dino Charge aired February 7th, 2015. So 2 days shy of an entire year of it being completely in the books.
And even if obviously production started before that air date, but production did not start over a year beforehand. Yes. No effing way.
No. Yes. And you have a break between the two halves of Dino Charge. Like,
exactly. So there's no excuse. Like, did they, I think you're right, Tristan, that there must have been something that happened behind the scenes to cause, like, either they had a dope plan, like maybe somebody had a dope plan and then somebody else was like, nah, you can't do that. And they had to scramble at the last minute to do something else.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. Most of Dino Supercharge was a hot mess.
It was, though.
So what drastically could have changed to make a whole season a hot mess?
Yeah, sorry. That's fair.
Sorry. Like, I don't know how that happened. I mean, like, I know that they shoot the two seasons in...
more or less back-to-back.
Yeah, like, they shoot it in a year, you know what I mean?
Well, like, I mean, sort of. I mean, there is, like I said, there's a break. There's, like, a holiday break or whatever.
I mean, but the same thing would happen with what's-your-face, with any other season that was typically one season, you know? So, like, they shoot from September, October up until May-ish, April-ish, May-ish. So they shoot those two seasons. So granted, right, you know, there's a break, but nothing like they haven't experienced before. But the second half was a hot mess.
Like, I feel like they were filming the second season, and then like Judd just looks at someone and he says, how many episodes do we have left to make? And the guy's like, 13. He's like, oh, 30? Okay, cool. We got plenty of time. Like, no!
I don't know, because I feel like there was way more variety of like the writers, of like the people who were writing the show, the episodes, I mean, compared to this year. And I really do feel like there was like some kind of a change, like some people's names just stopped showing up.
Yeah.
And then a whole bunch of like, it's three names, okay,
so like last 10 episodes of the season.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. All of them, like, I don't, what, like, there has to be, like, why would it suddenly be like that?
Yeah, like did they fall behind and just like in like a rapid session write like 10 episodes? Like what happened?
But like, and even if that happened though, like why 10 episodes that are just like a bunch of filler? I mean, like every now and again you're gonna slip in some, you know, plot that would like carry it like just that hair ahead, you know, so that we can care. But like overall, like it's just a bunch of fillers. Like who?
Yeah, we don't spend any time setting up this finale. And again, like even if you didn't, even if like there was no plan, they had to do this really, really quickly. How do you end up on, all right, yo, dinosaurs are still alive? How is that a thing?
How do you ever in a million years come to this conclusion? Like, this is your ending.
The MacGuffin like, of all MacGuffins, time travels.
Yeah.
Like, even if they had just had the time travel, that would have been dumb. But if there was no dinosaur still alive, it would have been like, okay, that was dumb, but whatever. It was stupid.
Honestly, going back in time, See, this is what I'm saying. Like, but a bunch of ideas which could be made into something cool. I'm okay with going back in time to
have
the time of dinosaurs.
Have right. some kind of limitations yeah. to how far you can go back or something.
Yeah, you
like
can't,
that.
And you can't like completely negate the entire season through that.
And you know what they should have? And then a real plotting thing would have been that in what seems like a wacky filler episode, somebody time travels to set up the fact that you can time travel.
Yeah, like it's just one of those things where it's like if you're going to time travel, you have to limit it in the respect that, okay, let's say that you actually saw something super bad happen and you felt the ramifications of it, so you really understand the weight of what you're doing, and it's a big deal. You can't just pull it out of nowhere and do it right after you just screwed up, like you straight up screwed up, and so it feels really just weak. And like just limp that's the way you're doing it, and there's just no weight behind it whatsoever.
It's
and
like
that's
total backseas.
Like I mean, come on, look at freaking
it's,
like
it's the
Time
undo
Force.
Button.
Yeah, look at Time Force. Like, oh, we know that Wes is gonna die, or we're about ready to get our memories wiped, and just like this huge big burden, and like oh my, it's a real big deal to time travel and mess with stuff, and even then we're messing with like one event in one city. Like that's like that you can okay fine you can do that. And
then that and in that season, the whole plot of the show was, oh, and then the final thread is, yeah, there are time holes opening up in the sky because of the changes to the timeline.
Yes.
You screwed up so much.
I don't know how many of you watch the show The Flash, but this season, the whole thing is Barry, the main character of that show, dealing with the fact that he changed time and that screwed up everything. And the whole season has so far has been with him dealing with that problem with the changes that he made because he was selfish.
Consequences.
Mm-hmm.
It's an actual...
The complete lack of consequences in this show, man. I can't, dude. Like, even... And I can't stand when people are like, but it's a kid's show. Who cares? I'm like, yo, but it... No. No. Okay? Like, you can still have consequences in a kid's show. Not saying people have to end up, like, bloody on the floor or whatever, but...
This is literally... Not only did we fix everything, but nothing bad ever even happened.
Yeah.
Like
the whole season didn't happen.
Yeah.
All
the bad guys are gone or they were redeemed. Like everybody is 100% perfectly fine. Nothing. And in fact, we made things better. You know, we screwed up. We got to time travel. Now we made things even cooler, better, awesome. Like everybody, you know, get a sundae and let's go on the cotton candy cloud. Yeah. Have all the fun in the world.
Yes. There is an argument that I know some would make that like, oh, it did happen because they still remember. But it's like, well, they remember how bad it was and then everything was fixed. And so what does it even matter anyway?
Because they're bonded to a thing that has made them Time Lords.
Just saying.
People were saying like, oh, it's the journey, not the destination. I'm like, no. Well, for one thing, the journey kind of sucked up to this point for the last like 15 episodes, but whatever. And this doesn't completely ruin the first season of Dino Charge or anything, but it does make you realize, oh, all those things that we thought were set up were not set up at all.
Unbelievable, man.